Hello.
Yes, hi, good evening. My name is Mary, and I am calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
It's a single-family home.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Thank you. And can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
I think it was built in 2004.
Okay, thank you very much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 2001.
So that's 23 years. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Well, I've lived in Florida since 2001, and I've been here every summer. So I've experienced every hurricane that there was in South Florida since 2001.
Okay, so that would be like a tropical storm and a hurricane, all of the categories?
Pretty much. I think
okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, can you please tell me the name or the year of the last tropical storm?
No, I can't tell you the name of it.
How about the Category 1 hurricane?
What, you're asking me names of hurricanes? I don't remember the names of any of the hurricanes.
No, the name or the year.
God, I don't know. I have no recollection specific of any of it. It's just that there have been hurricanes. I don't know. Do you live in Florida? You do?
Yes, we're in Florida.
Okay, so then you probably know something about the hurricane pattern in Florida. And mm-hmm. I've just been seeing whatever the hurricanes were here in Florida ever since, 2001.
Okay, thank you. And do you recall the last year of the last hurricane that you experienced?
Excuse me, the year of the last
the year
what?
Of the last hurricane or the last
no.
tropical storm?
I don't know. I think it might have been 2 years ago, but I'm not sure.
Okay. That would have been 2022.
I guess it would have been, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Well, once upon a time, I lived up in Wisconsin, and I was in the middle of a tornado where the wind came through and there were big pieces of plywood floating around that smashed into walls and stuff and broke glass. But that's about the most I've been to. Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. You don't want to be in the middle of a tornado if you don't have to be.
Absolutely. So in Florida, do you live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
In Florida, I have lived through all the hurricanes since 2001, but I did not take any very serious damage, no.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, let me ask you, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, I mean, my experience would be not too vulnerable, but you don't know. There's always a chance that you can get hit quite a bit harder than you have been. So,
absolutely.
I guess I'd have to say somewhat vulnerable.
Thank you, sir. Now, if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I didn't understand your question.
No worries. If a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
How am I prepared?
How would you prepare? for a hurricane.
Oh,
if a hur- if a serious hurricane, yes, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Well, okay, I would first of all stock in some things like food and water and stuff, and batteries and so on. And I would probably put the accordion windows. Pull the accordion, the metal accordion, across the outside of the windows to prevent breakage of glass all the way around the house.
Thank you very
much. And
that
would be it.
Thank you. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Well, I would start early, so it would be the watch.
Thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Well, I think the certainty is pretty low. You sometimes don't know whether you're going to be hit by a hurricane until it's within about 36 hours of where you are. There was a hurricane a couple years back, I think about 4 or 5 years ago. It crept across the Atlantic and it then made a very sharp right turn to go north. But it didn't do that until about 24 hours of hitting land. So it was very, very, nip and tuck right there, right until the end.
I understand, sir. So, again, just considering yourself and others in your household, are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all that you could, that you have all been? Okay.
Somewhat certain in terms.
Now, can you please tell me your top three sources of information? I'm going to mention some of them. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Well, basically for me, it would be weather broadcasts over the Internet. That's basically where I would get the information.
Okay.
I wouldn't get from social media. No, not from social media.
Will you get it from radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family as well?
Well, it's not TV because I don't watch TV. Radio, maybe a little bit of radio.
Okay.
And from the internet weather broadcasts.
Thank you, sir. And does that include like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube?
Some of it might be on YouTube.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, on scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
Somewhere in the middle, maybe 3.
Thank you. Now, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of child care, cost of insurance, or nothing has affected your hurricane preparedness?
You just gave me a long list of things, but what was the question you asked about that?
Sure. Have any of the factors that I mentioned impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm?
I don't think so. Not from that list, as I recall it. No, I don't think so.
Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No, not in an evacuation zone.
How about in a flood zone?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. How about any what?
A flood zone.
Oh, a flood zone. No, I'm not in a flood zone either.
Thank you. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
Listen, to evacuate from where I am, and I'm in Boynton Beach, in order to evacuate from here, I would have to get gasoline in my car and hit the road about 48 hours before that hurricane hits. Otherwise, I would never get out of here because there wouldn't be any gasoline available.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, to another location within the state, as far as possible, like to another state, or you will not evacuate under any circumstances?
Well, I have never evacuated in the last 20-some years, but if I had to do it, I'd probably get in my car and drive north and just keep driving north, and I probably would be up in Georgia before I stopped.
Okay, so that will be to another.
Yeah, Georgia's another state. Hello?